Ricky, we famous yet?
Hey, Jay, play that track.
No,
man. You know she did this to me?
Hold on, bro.
She did this?
Bro.
I was like, hey,
man. Hey, I want to welcome y'all to another episode.
Hey. That was a molly, cuz. That nigga was crazy.
I said that motherfucker gave me an X-ray.
Man, he gave my nigga Viagra.
That nigga gave you an X-ray.
She bumped it too.
And she got that nigga with Sad Pill, Terry Crews.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Keep
going.
All right, man. I want to welcome y'all back to another episode of These Fools. We got the gang in the building tonight, man.
Seven?
Good, man. Oh, stay faithful to what you're talking to. Let's bring that back. Let's bring that back.
Did you say stay faithful? Miss Mariah.
Hello, guys.
Zen Mouse.
Hey.
Hey.
All right, we coming live from Cicada Inc. tonight.
Yeah.
Oh, damn. My bad, bro. Let me give it up for him.
I mean, he already did it.
Hey, you ain't had shit to drink or smoke, nigga.
You took PTO that day. You see what I'm saying? You called out. Right. You got my boy Brody back in the building.
Hey, how y'all doing, man?
Introduce your artist, man.
My baby Cassie in here.
He got it.
Thank you.
Because she touch you up all the time. I said her. We just brought him in.
That's my baby. Y'all got it. You got Cassie back here in the house.
Why are you so hostile today?
Let's go.
We got Miss Pooh in the building. How you doing? We got Miss Shay the Pierce in the building. How you doing?
We got, what's your name?
P-Way. P-Way? P-Way.
P-Way. Oh, P-Way. And P-Way in the building, bro.
P-Way, my shirt again. We got to have a problem.
He want to have out that shirt.
Y'all gonna jump
start
straight into it? Or y'all gonna put y'all on spot? What y'all gonna do?
I wasn't here.
She did it already. They did it as a couple when they was here.
Yeah. You should have met her for that shit.
Y'all on spot right now.
Wait, 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 wait.
Y'all on spot right now.
Yeah, y'all on spot
right
now.
Pass that mic to them that way.
Slide that mic down.
So we got one question we ask all guests. You want to start with you, my boy? Or you want to go ladies first?
Is this my ideal, what your ideal woman would be?
Yeah, you got to build a bitch.
Hey, okay. That's what we're doing. Got to
reread my bitch.
Hey,
my ideal chick would be like, kind of like Jay. You know what I mean? But a little ratchet, you understand?
Come on, man. You got to build her from head to toe, though. You
head to toe?
I'm talking about everything.
You got to start like with the hair.
Every mind, anything, the perfect nigga.
Mind, brain,
see, I'm
bisexual,
body. So can I do both?
Oh, wow.
You
what? I'm bisexual. I like female sex, so that's why.
Ain't nothing wrong with a little cootie cat.
Hey, we ain't never had a tooth up here.
Yeah, yeah. She's doing a tumor. Take a shot for that, bro.
Y'all
put y'all cups up for that. Come on, man. You gonna take a shot for over that?
Fuck, my bad,
cuz. Damn, he locked the door.
A twofer,
twofer.
She said she like dick and pussy. Shout out to pussy.
This a These Fools exclusive.
You can hear me, yo.
Okay, yeah, I can do the female.
Fuck the male.
Give it up for her again.
Yeah, a twofer.
We ready.
Okay, so, of course, I don't really care how she looks head-wise. At least as long as her head is done.
Okay.
Because I had my hair shaved.
Ain't no wrong with that.
Long hair,
if you fine with that dirty tennis ball, that shit fine. What you talking about?
I'm not picky when it comes to
keeping
down the hair. Because you never know what the situation they got.
Right.
I said, okay, as far as face, skin tone doesn't matter.
Okay.
Whatever, you can be foreign, white, black, I done
had
white bitches, I done had black female.
She play out here. I see it already.
You looking at the body.
She got them all.
Now, body-wise, I want her to look better than me. I'm already thick as he.
Hey, man.
I'm talking about that every month.
Hey, man.
And
I can see
you. You know what I'm saying? So, but as far as the titties, I don't like big titties. You know what I'm saying? What? Don't get me wrong with their pillows. You know, when you got to lay up at night. But I feel suffocated because you got to think about it. I'm a woman myself.
Yeah.
My titties are average. Yeah. I have average.
I'm
not trying to be eating no cat and her titties hit me in my forehead.
Oh, no.
I don't want that.
After a while, this nigga not going to be able to get up from the table. Like, Junior, how?
He's going
to
follow your ass
around the pill right now.
So you see both his hands right now. After a while, you're going to keep it playing. He's going to be like,
I don't care if your feet done. I honestly don't. As long as you got pretty feet, that can be done. Not because you don't know how freaky I am.
I can vouch for that. Like, I'm not gonna say no names though, but a person I know is a truck driver.
Yeah,
who travels from state to state and fuck with bad bitches. Fuck with a bitch that he met at the gym. And the funniest bitch you know. And he was about to smash her in his truck. But as soon as she took her shoes off, it was over. His dick went.
You got to see it through.
He asked her to go.
You got to see it through.
What the hell do feet look like? Yeah, no, he, no, stay open. He wanna smell everything. He wanna
I want to remember the
smell. Never.
No.
Funky.
Wait, but they do say that testosterone is in a human
that
body.
That's
pheromone. That's pheromone. Not mustymone. That's pheromone, not mustymone.
That's like when your man come home, he been working, or he been out of the yard, he be like, yeah, you smell him.
Okay.
And
that's
like,
a musk.
But go wash your ass before I suck your dick off. Oh, go wash it.
She was definitely crushed.
That's all you got? What else you got?
You said something about the mindset. Yeah. I mean, I have a lot going on, a lot that I am trying to accomplish in life. Mm-hmm. As far as this goes, I do hair, I do makeup. And, you know, so I'm trying to pursue other things. Right. If you're not on that same level to motivate me and build with me, there is no point of you fucking with me.
I totally agree.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I want someone who wants better than what I want.
Yeah.
So if I am at my lowest, you know what I'm saying? Okay, well, this is what you need to do, babe. I got you right here. If you need this, I got you right here. So when you need it in return, I'm there.
That's different because we got a lot of people that come on here and they be like, I need a nigga to take care of me.
I don't need no nigga to do shit. Yeah. I'm independent. Well, my mama raised me to be independent.
Yeah, but she building her significant other. I'm just saying.
Most of my problems in the relationship is my independence. You know what I'm saying? Most guys have a problem with me being so independent to where, okay, I don't need a man for shit. Whatever you got, I could go get it too. Because it's all about money these days. Mm-hmm. Everything you get is about money. Everything, you know, you got to spend money to make money.
Right.
So
you looking for a stay-at-home dad, some shit like that?
You can be whatever you want to. You can go to work. Man, I would rather for my... I'm not going to lie to you. If you want to be a stay-at-home dad, that's your choice. If you want to go to work, that's your choice.
On her way home.
I'm not going to stop your grind or whatever you want to do, whatever your dreams is, go get it. Because I'm here to support you just the same way I would want you to do for me.
I like that.
It's big jump when you say you ain't gotta do nothing.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah, I'm fucking with you.
What's that Tom Cruise music? He slid through that bitch in his sock.
I know.
Hey, y'all gotta go bail on my home. I gotta cook dinner and shit.
Okay, niggas.
So it's totally different requirements?
Yes.
God damn.
I'm gonna explain why me being bisexual, I have rules.
Do you lay this down for niggas when you tell niggas?
I can't hear you.
Do you tell niggas this? Hey, yes. I got a bitch, but you can be my nigga.
No, it's not even.
When she do, you don't gotta do.
No, it's okay. this is my rule, and this is my one and only rule, and I ask for respect. If you find a bitch that you want to fuck, let me know so we can fuck up together. Oh, don't go behind my back fucking nobody else. Because therefore, that is still considered cheating. I don't care if I'm bisexual or not. Lord, I don't care if I like females or not. I didn't fuck up with you. So therefore, I wasn't there. That was an intimate relationship.
What if you say
you got to
test it out first?
I don't give a fuck. If you want them, me and Hulk, me and you both can test it out. That's how I look at it. And I've explained it to a lot of guys that I've with, and they never will respect what I ask. So it's like, I just got to the point where I don't tell guys, okay, well, I like females because it's like, oh, well, they're going to take advantage of it. Oh, shit, my bitch like females, so she ain't going to have no problem with me fucking this girl or me fucking with this girl. No, it is still a problem because I was not there.
Have you ever had a dude bring some trash female to you?
Yes, and I cussed his ass out.
See what I'm saying? That's why he ain't bringing that high intent. You got to test it out first.
A woman trash and a nigga trash is totally different.
Exactly.
It's
bad enough I got an ugly ass nigga. Why would I want to fuck an ugly ass bitch? You see what I'm saying? See, my thing is, if you my nigga and you know me, and you bring a bitch home that ain't nothing that I fuck with, we gotta have a discussion
because
that is correct. That is correct. If you know me and you know the type of say for instance, you and your woman in the mall, right? Mm-hmm. And you like, she be like, ooh, hey, damn, she got a fat ass. Ooh, damn, she look good.
I'm half nigga.
That
already.
Right there, she let you know, okay, well, that is the type of woman my woman likes. So therefore, if I'm finna go find a female, I'm finna go find something to close to what she sees or what she says she likes.
That's
just, and then me, that's another time you don't even more because that just showed me that you were listening to me.
You from here?
I'm from Arkansas.
Oh, okay.
We knew she wasn't there.
Yeah, I'm from Arkansas. But yeah, that,
Jesus, that's gotta have high status with you.
It's not even, I mean, it's the same, you know, like I said, you have to.
That's what I was gonna say.
Most niggas don't. You're right. Most niggas would rather sit on it. Like, I just gotta
have a relationship. They gotta have sex with a car crash.
I literally just got out of a relationship, a seven month relationship. No. And he is a child in the mindset. He's a child. He has a child mindset, but he's 30 years old. Okay. All you want to do is, I respect you that you work. I respect that because you get up off your ass and you go to work every night. I respect that. But don't come home, and as soon as you wake up, you on the game while I'm at work, and the house needs to be clean.
Oh, hold up.
No. Dinner wasn't done before I got home from work, or just little petty, simple shit. And I would always get my ass beat. So it was like a force of habit to, okay, this needs to be done. This is, it was like a housewife type thing. Mm-hmm. And that's what he turned me into. So now every relationship that I get in, okay, this is what needs to be done, whether it's me or you. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. If I'm at work, the house needs to be cleaned the same way you want me to clean up, the same way you want me to cook for you, clean for you, run your bath water. I expect the same in return. 50.
But since I would have ground up some glass and put it in his ear.
Oh, I already did that. Yeah. Hey, we yeah. Hey, I, come see, on now. Oh, no. She, yeah, because.
Y'all can't be committing crimes on air.
He committed a crime when he put his fucking hands on
you. Exactly. He did, and but still.
Just know anything you can do, I can do better.
Exactly.
So if you hurt me, I'm going to kill you. I'm going
to kill you.
Where are y'all finding these?
So you better.
Right.
You better pick your hands.
And, we're not there. Person.
You gonna come back and be on your nigga, okay?
It's more or less of your mindset. I don't care what you do. You can sit on your ass all day as long as you can sell weed and as long as you make some income. As long as you got that mindset that I do want better for myself.
Yeah,
instead of sitting on your ass and not doing shit. it's like I said, playing the video games, not having no standards, not trying to find something.
What if you're on Twitch? You got a Twitch stream.
That's different if you're making money, G. You know what I'm saying?
But just sitting on your ass waiting until you get ready to serve.
Your ass be smart about sitting on your ass.
No, I'm saying, like I said, I respect that you work.
What kind of deal you got on Twitch, nigga?
Winning money and shit.
If you like, okay, say for instance, you with a gambler, and you know he a good ass gambler. He gonna every time he go out to gamble, he gonna bring home some bread. You trust it. You know that's his whatever hustle of him making money. So when he do lose, you're there to help him. You know, lift him up. Okay, well this is what it is. You know what I'm saying? Do better next time. You know where right. fucked up it. Shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I expect.
That's
from a
the
male
type
or
of niggas
female.
That get them type of girls too. They get themselves out here working 9 to 5. Yeah. They'll find a woman like that. They're gonna hold them down.
That's
the nigga
because it's the simple fact it's more or less of the mindset, yeah. And that's between male.
This
or
nigga,
female.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, I do.
Wow,
P-Way. Yeah, man. P-Way, give it up for my boy.
You sure we done?
She got it out. Listen, shout out.
Compared to what we experienced with these women.
That's major. Doing? Yeah, that's major.
That's valid. Because they all get on here.
You went into a lot of detail. A lot of women be like, I want my nigga 6'6 with a big dick.
I'm going to bring you
gotta
up.
Have six
and
fingers,
honestly, I don't know. Really. And when it comes to the dick, hold on, I'm not. I don't care what size it is. Know what you're doing. Know what you're doing. When people say stroke, what they say? Oh,
y'all got to be fucking playing with me.
No,
man.
That is some real shit.
A nigga dropped his drawers and he got 2 inches of dick, and he like, yeah.
That's why I said it don't matter what size it is. Let me tell y'all
the every size what.
Bro, I have fucked small dick niggas, medium dick. Like I have, and it's I've had. Look, I swear to God, I had a big dick. What
nothing.
The fuck doing?
Oh my God!
How like your dick big as fucking? You don't know how to fuck nobody.
Because
he said, "Cause it's."
That's like Brody said. It's that's like opening your Christmas present and you get socks.
Bitch. Like it's big ass box.
That happened all the time.
What's a good size?
I'm not trying to put my dick like this.
You good? You in a safe space?
But
piercings, right?
Oh, we talk about everything.
The biggest that I have taken.
No, we fuck it. What size you
want? Mom, that nigga he about to go measure. I'm talking
about this. You think he go to the bathroom and measure it?
That's why he's reiterating this.
Listen, you better get off the bridge then.
Sexual harassment in the business.
Be careful what you can touch. The every size that you find it.
Going through
it. It's the truth.
Did
I see the
together? No, okay, what I prefer is
why
eight.
You put that out there?
8 inches. What I prefer because I've had
that.
That was the biggest that I've had.
8 inches.
I don't know
why.
Eight is my average. Cool. What I would prefer.
That's average. Cool.
That's what I would prefer.
That's not average.
That's my average.
That's a black man. You don't get nobody. We got a chance.
The biggest one is like average 7 inches.
I said seven.
That's why I said
seven.
8. Yeah.
12?
I ain't say all that, brother.
Oh,
I ain't say all
don't
that,
bring
brother.
Him up. Don't bring him up. That, don't bring him up. Come on now. We know them three letters when it comes to him.
Oh, my fucking God.
Let's move on. Come P-Way here.
Please.
Yeah, we need P-Way back in here, bro.
P-Way to dip out, man.
He going to come build him up.
We didn't have a twofer, man. Shout out to that.
Yeah, that's
right. I think that's the first time that's ever happened.
But you got to understand.
Niggas don't come on here and make this.
Standards are coming.
Oh, well,
you see a man, a beautiful woman, and the woman he cheat on,
he's like, but that's the bitch that take care of you.
Honestly, I find that very
two calibers of coochie.
Why?
You gotta understand, a man will accept what comes to him.
I understand
that. Has more of what is.
No, they won't. I don't kick girls up out my spot.
No, that ain't what we talking about.
See, if you was in here, you know what we're talking about.
Women cheat, y'all cheat.
Yeah, y'all immediately want to upgrade.
And that's the problem.
That's it. We ain't love
that's the problem.
Don't do that.
I done been on both sides of it.
Just in case you leave our ass, I ain't even got a better nigga anyway.
My point. We ain't
been on both sides of it.
Okay, but it's okay. So let me ask you.
Killing you with my look better than you.
Let me ask you a question. If you got a female, hold on. If you got a female that's doing everything for you, cooking, cleaning. Sucking your dick good, fucking you good, making sure you got whatever the fuck
what's
you need.
Missing? What's
ain't missing shit missing.
if ain't nothing missing, it ain't nothing for me to go look for.
That, yeah. But there are niggas that will still go and cheat when they have a female that is
That come to mindset, because, like I said, I'd have been on both sides of that. When I was younger, I'm doing this to see if I can do this. You know what I'm saying?
To see if you still got it.
Exactly. That's what it is.
But, I mean, but as I get older, still do that too.
As you get older, dealing with four fucking women, four different personalities, four evil motherfuckers.
Being open to an open relationship.
I've been in poly relationships before.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm
not
following
that
shit. Oh,
hey,
man. Ah!
You ready for him? That's a hard act to follow, but come on.
You
were
to say something about what I
Project
said about
problem.
Opening up.
Oh, I don't believe in that. But I won't disrespect you because that's the way you groomed yourself and how you interpret how you want to live your life. So I would never judge you.
Right.
But it's just not for me.
Right.
Like, when it comes down to it, I feel I can be that different personality woman for that man. I feel I can be that porn star. I feel I can... I want to grow up how my grandparents grew up, and then again, I don't want
my nigga, that's movie I gave him, but it was he said it was a female of my choice.
Damn, are you with that man right now?
No,
that's my point. That man went to fuck other women. That's what I see.
I left his ass because he like he on some other shit. He sold the house.
He retarded.
Basically.
Okay.
That's why I left his ass. You sold the house and didn't say shit, and all of our shit still in the house. You know what I'm saying? But yeah,
I'm not judgmental on her because she wanted to please her man.
Fuck that nigga. Facts.
If I didn't put my dick in you, I'm not trying to be around you.
Watch how she gets out of me.
That's different. You telling me you finna come sit on side of me in this little ass dress and I'm supposed to be your friend?
Oh, God.
I've been in you balls motherfucking deep.
Because I ain't done yet.
Go ahead. Something to go down. Something to go down. Hold on, bro. Go ahead, bro.
God damn.
Monogamous relationship, you need to know your partner and know what they like and know what they want. And y'all both have to have the same motherfucking goals. Because if y'all don't, y'all gonna be fighting against each other the whole motherfucking relationship. The whole relationship. Boy, y'all might have y'all slight differences. Like, hey, I like my pussy ate more than I like dick. Hey, how about you just buy a rose, bitch? And I'm gonna play with you with that motherfucker. Versus
case,
if you don't like eating pussy. There's
it's not
ways
even
of pleasing
they're
that person you like.
That's just like, I like crossfight. Like crossfight, like dressing up. I have guys.
But I will not let another woman eat me out because I'm not fucking gay. And I'm not, I would rather my man.
I don't think that's gay.
That's gay as fuck.
I didn't know we was doing this, my nigga. Like, get up there.
It was over. Then it got hyped for a minute.
My nigga started talking to himself.
You trying to help you?
Yeah, my baby mama.
Sometimes I give you a pep talk.
She got a heart. Bam. We finished the first one. Second one.
Damn, this ain't luck.
Yeah.
Hey man, you might be the goat. You might be the goat.
I'm not telling about coke.
Got a heart. Started fucking everything. Got that done. Did another one.
It's the same night.
Hold on, this is downfall. Downfall coming.
It's three.
The downfall is coming.
No, the downfall was not getting hard at the first.
That's
the downfall, bro.
I don't think that was the downfall, my brother. Jordan.
That was something beyond your control. That's not really a damn
thing. Shut up, nigga.
You know what I'm saying?
The second time was like, oh, yeah, this coming down. I'm like, oh, shit, yeah, damn, what? Yeah.
You say damn,
oh.
Damn. That was a downfall.
Why
am I talking
about
this?
Oh, shit.
I don't think that was a downfall.
Oh, God. Whoa.
Because look.
That shit escalated quick. No,
that was a downfall.
That was a downfall.
Oh, my God.
You took a stand.
I feel like
that shit was better than Powell, bro.
She had a baby. She have a baby, nigga. You nutted it, so that's all I need.
I was supposed to.
Happy Father's Day, G.
Oh my
Father's Day. Why I saying that shit, nigga? All my fathers. You nutted it, so too.
Can we stop it? Let's
count to two. Two, and you at right? Three max, right?
Two.
Two nuts max.
What you talking about? Two nuts.
Just fucking in the night.
Oh yeah, two nuts.
Give it up for my guy. Give it up for my guy.
We got niggas.
Great story.
Hey, 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 you ain't got to go into detail.
I've had man. Four.
Four?
You a woman.
That's pushing it, though.
No.
You mean from a nigga? A nigga. I can see that.
Listen, I was scared how this shit was going to turn out.
Oh, my.
You're like, oh, yeah. How much you think that I want to fuck your friend more than you?
Oh, yeah.
Hey. Oh, the comparison coming. That's the thing.
Okay, so I got to ask you with this being my baby mama.
I'm sure.
I got to live with this bitch.
I don't want to fucking know. Keep them dreams in your head.
Oh! Oh, so you like her more than me?
Yeah. The comparison is coming.
The comparison is coming, Peter. Yeah,
that's the downfall.
And then this the friend. So we're going to see this bitch later on.
That's cool.
But my thing is, I feel like
they would have been the life.
People
I'm like, hey,
should
baby,
not
hey, baby, mama.
Do shit like that if they're not attracted to females. If you are not attracted to females, do not do no fucking threesome.
Because
you're going to regret it. You're going to, I don't care. It's
gonna
fuck it, yeah.
Hey man, look, y'all,
if you're
y'all
not attracted to girls
boy
in any way, do not.
Right, y'all ain't letting my boy go.
Shit.
We just got way off.
You regret that shit.
She ain't gotta go through what she get done, man.
Yeah, we fuck a bitch.
Listen, I don't like that shit.
We fuck a bitch. We like.
My baby mama.
I don't give a fuck about no comparison. You like them titties? I like the bitches too.
It's a big ass difference from Cassie and my baby mama. Now Cassie is one of those ones like she's like, nigga, what? I go get it like what you trying to do?
Yeah. That shit did.
You feel me? It's different.
That shit did.
It's different. Like I don't gotta look for nothing else in that.
I got
to the point where like
my boy.
You feel me? Baby mama is the one that like she brought that shit to me.
Right.
Like you ain't gonna ask.
That's the danger.
Hey, can we have a threesome? This bitch
niggas
gonna blow
do
up.
Ass, niggas do ass.
You feel me?
That's a lie.
But
that's a lie.
So I got one coming to my attention.
I'm not supposed to.
So. Right. So when it was coming to my attention, I
mean, if you
give
me the opportunity,
you know. When I got with Cassie, I was like, I don't really got to look for that.
Yeah, I'm chilling.
No, that's my little freak.
Intellectual.
That's my baby.
That's how you want
it. You hear me? So I got to that point where I was like, I already had it.
I'm chilling. You ain't chasing
chillin'.
It. Yeah.
Because I'm going to have my multiple personality.
Like,
I got
my multiple personality person.
Jay!
CBO. She be over here.
She
wants some boots.
Yeah.
We put on the boots.
Yeah.
She got a nipple.
Yeah.
Throw you out for the
different accents.
Oh,
yeah.
My boy Pete, you ready, man?
Yeah.
We want you to feel you a bitch, my boy.
He texted his bitch.
Oh, you ain't
gonna keep asking her right now. What you want
I'm
me
like,
to say?
Don't get on Facebook.
Look, yeah.
Stay off the book.
Baby, what's happening?
Social media.
I ain't got
no
shame.
No, definitely.
I'm already in the game.
Right. Shoot. Build a bitch. Okay. It's like building a bear.
Wait,
huh?
Yeah.
I bet.
So,
like building a sim or something.
Yeah, build you a bitch.
Yeah, something like that.
Everything you want.
Where should I start? From the feet? Should I go from the head?
Wherever you want to start. You can go from the head down.
Like that,
girl.
I'm starting with the feet, man.
I'm building a coochie.
You ain't had no coochie on your bitch. We remember that.
They ain't tell me you got a
fucking barn dog.
They ain't tell me you got a
built
coochie.
They
said a woman. I thought she built it
from scratch.
I like a chick with nice, pretty feet. Man. I like to get them done. I don't want no chick with no crusty feet.
I mean,
I don't say you gotta have your feet all the time, 24/7. Because we all human beings. You could not have paint on your toes, but still keep them right. But after a while, you know what I'm saying? Once you get that build up and all that, yeah, man. Gotta get that right. So nice feet. We'll go skin color. If she white, it's not right.
Come on, gang.
And
did you say if she white, she not right?
You heard what he said.
If
she closer to my skin color, we can't do it because our kids can't come out light as fuck. You know what I'm saying? So all my I got kids myself, so my baby mama, I like black girls. You know what I'm saying? Black girls, not caramel skin girls. You know, I'm light, so I'm black. Nah, man, give me the chick from Belly. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm about to say, I'm going Keisha in the dark light, bro. Oh, bro.
You on Keisha.
Under the blue light, yeah.
My first baby mama, she was 6 something. I climb that tree every day.
Did you say your first baby mama?
Yeah, my first baby mama.
How many baby mamas you got?
See, we going too deep.
Yeah. I respect that.
It's a podcast.
Yeah.
Go sideways real quick.
I respect
that. Oh, so she like, yeah, he gonna get
that. The ears was in that bitch.
I like tall girls. I like thick girls, really.
Yeah, you know yes, sir.
Thick and tall, that's even better for me.
Don't sleep on the shoulders, my bro.
No, but if skinny, they skinny, if they skinny, give me one with a body type like Sarah Banks. You know what I'm saying?
Because
from the back, she's skinny, but it be popping like, hey, man, damn.
That skinny ass nigga, you gonna have to touch her goddamn spine.
You know, check this out, bro. This sidebar. We all men in here.
It's women too.
Yeah, but they're not gonna pull one out.
Come on.
Of the hat.
Well, I've got stay right
there. They're not gonna pull one out the hat.
Okay.
Favorite porn star.
Damn.
Sir, I got a list. Hold on, my boy.
Woo! Woo! What you wanna do?
Sir, man.
My nigga, no, my nigga, it's not
you. You gotta go old school.
Who?
Michelle,
Jennifer.
That bitch can suck a fucking quarter through a water.
You got pee?
It's a lot of them.
Old pee.
Old
not new picket,
old picket. Oh,
the one who was
getting
up with bitches, dropping in like this,
definitely
kidding.
Hey,
Jay, huh? Jay,
I'm
trying to. I got one.
Scott Black.
Cherokee, my boy. Scott Black. Cherokee.
Hey,
come on, bro.
No, I'm sorry. Beauty Dior.
Hey, he looking at the pool.
I don't know what
I'm saying.
I forgot too.
Look, that's illegal.
What's the legal? All the
old
porn stars. Because the older I got, I started watching
amateur
porn.
Oh, you want an old porn star?
She got the hold on. No, that ain't her. That ain't her.
This nigga going to tattoos and stretch marks.
Yeah.
She got the stretch mark that look like a
Mac. That's the stretch mark.
That means
she said that
body. That's
the old.
Well, this is y'all nasty. Look at y'all.
Oh, boy. You ain't
hurting
him. That's his alley, man.
I need to hear your child knocking on the door.
Come on, P-Way. Feel the feel of your voice.
Okay.
What we talking
about?
We got P-Way still building his. What do you call Bill?
You got me?
It was skin color.
Yeah, you said dark skin, Keisha, tall, like bitch, thick motherfucker.
Don't get it fucked up. I be having bad bitches.
Hey, I don't doubt it, my dude. Back in my day, you know.
Chill out,
man. Shit, I'm probably older than you.
I doubt it, my boy.
I don't know.
How old are you?
37.
You got it.
Hey,
older than that. It's the nigga with gray in his beard talking shit. You got the granddaddy vibes going.
How old are you?
I'm 3 years older than you.
They look nasty, dude.
Because
I'm younger than
everybody,
and I got more gray hair than him.
He's 39.
I really do.
I ain't gonna ask you your age.
Don't.
Nigga, 39.
I'm 39.
If I'm 39, this nigga a good 44.
I'm 35.
You must be aging in dog years, then. You got to be stressed out.
It's right. It's right. You see how you sit here, dog?
I'm 30.
And look, that's why them bitches crazy over him. Because he breaking them off that granddaddy.
He got the old man tricks.
Breaking them off that granddaddy, baby. You see, you never had it.
Come here, young
dog. He dropping that Nate, I'm in the band, nigga.
Hey, like Michael said, you know that old nigga that be like, what a hole in that, nigga? And then when he was like, hey, how you doing?
Hey, man. Hey,
today.
How you doing, brother? Everything good? I was just sitting with the family, babe. Everything. God is good.
Oh, Lord.
He pulled the phone.
Yeah. Lord, that nigga show us a different text message every day.
Every fucking day.
How you doing, brother?
How you doing, brother? Oh, everybody good? Everybody good. God,
you
only
see that nigga like that? Why the bitches at?
Look, be coaching your kids. Oh, he good. That's a good
fellow right there.
I had a hard life, my boy.
Yeah.
She said your life over.
Hey, you know her? I know her.
He wasn't looking.
What is he talking about? What are you talking about?
I'm going to talk to you later, young blood.
Hey, you want to know something?
Yeah.
That's a reason why I don't bring no girls to the show no more.
Why, my bro?
I'm scared one of y'all gonna know them.
Oh, get the fuck out of here, man.
Oh, hey, Randy. How you know this man?
Randy definitely dropped dick off.
You gotta put conversation to the side, huh?
Hey, Cal.
Everybody mad at the table. You fuck my bitch, boy.
Wait, hold on.
You fuck my bitch, boy.
Have you ever blew up, though? Why the fuck this nigga here?
Yeah, you hit that pussy.
What
you mad about?
Why is this nigga here? Like, what the fuck?
You done pulled up on one of
before. All right, man. What else y'all got for us?
Them some good buildings.
I was about to say, shit, the building this bitch. That was the episode.
Yeah.
The building this bitch.
The building this bitch.
And then.
Being a pretty one, kind of an adult.
The building.
He
had a
so
a request topic from one of my good homies. Shout out my boy Juice Man. My boy Juice Man said, "Let's make put your hair great again."
What?
Right, that's what he said. Yeah, he want a bitch with a bush. I don't want a bitch with no bush though.
Oh, matter of fact,
don't do it, bro.
No bush.
What was you about to get into?
No, every time bro didn't pop out.
Hey, yeah, he got an idea.
Now, listen, y'all. If y'all had an Uber or you was 18,
he do look like him.
Was you molested?
Yes.
No. Yes. No, sir. No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
If you had an Uber before you were 18, was you molested?
No. 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 No.
That's molestation. That is rape.
No.
That is rape.
Sensual.
Hey, listen.
Right. Double standards is a thing. Look,
what do you mean by that?
Double standards is a thing.
Hold on. Let me tell this story. I was going to high school, right?
Oh, you going to tell the story?
Yeah. I don't give a fuck. So I was going to high school. I was a freshman, and I lived on the north side of town. I was going to this park every day called Lions Park. So these girls, they was camped out up over there chilling. And this one girl was like, "Oh, you find your hair long? Let me braid it." And my naive ass, you know, I'm chopping it up. You know, we chopping it. Next thing you know, she picking me up at summer school in her green Honda. Oh, she throwing me the keys like here. I'm thinking I'm the shit.
You know what I'm saying?
Listen.
That's investment.
She teaching me how to drive. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? And then there was
this
like
a fucking love story.
She was like, listen. It's central because she was like, I don't know how it went, but. Basically, I gave her consent. I was like, yeah, sure, take it off. I'm like, boom. So she was like, it's cool. And I'm like, yeah, it's cool. And then it went from there. Next thing you know, my naive ass, she giving me, you know, some money and shit. Like stacks of money, and I'm not knowing what's going on. You know what I'm saying?
She was paying you for the dick, my boy?
So I'm like,
that's what a Uber do.
I'm around this girl, but not understanding what's going on.
So it's like a blank check type situation. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
It ain't right. I liked it.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah. It was good.
No, don't do that.
Then the bitch did. Right. She ran that like a reindeer. Come to find out after she ran like a reindeer. You know what I'm saying? That's when I found out she was in the street. She, you know what I mean? She was a blade.
Oh, you was Terry from BLM.
She was a blade. Keep going. Oh, she's so hard.
But hold on. Hold on. But I learned how to drive. I learned how to fuck.
Right.
I learned a little bit of money.
That's a beautiful soul.
That was a love story. Y'all ever seen the Notebook?
She got all red. It's
a love story. That was a love story.
Hold on.
I say yes.
Okay, come on.
In the streets of California, when a woman pays a man, it is prostitution and.
We live in Louisiana, baby.
Right. We live in Louisiana. That's called investment.
Louisiana.
No!
He paid her for services and goods.
No.
For services and goods.
I'm going to cookouts and everything.
You feel me?
Bro, I'm trying to get something.
He got paid. Boy, you got how to drive. I got some pussy.
My son's inside.
Man, I'm 17. She 26. She 26.
Damn, bro, that's not good.
You got you some cool pussy.
I ain't that far. 17, 14, 19, 20.
I ain't gonna tell y'all my story. But that ain't.
You ain't gonna tell your story? You can share your story, bro.
We're in a safe place, brother.
You in a safe place, brother.
My story's only millions.
Let me share my story.
It's okay.
Okay.
I'm sorry, mom.
This why it's not.
That's what she's talking about, me.
This why it's not molestation of work.
Nigga, what?
This is why it's not molestation of work.
Were you under 18?
Of course.
How old was the woman? Was she 5 years or... 5 years older.
She was old enough to be my mom. She was the same age around my mom.
That is rape.
That ain't rape. Did you tell her you can get hey, you can get some of this dick, didn't you? Did you give her that permission?
No, she kind of Pandora'd me. I ain't okay.
She did what to you?
But in my heart, when I figured out what it was.
In your heart.
All right, so this gonna trump this. Was you in love, my boy?
Of course.
All right, boom.
That was after that happened, though.
Oh, you fell in love after the pussy?
Yeah, it was my first time.
You fell in love after the pussy?
Yeah.
You was a little whip, my boy.
I was about 15.
You was a little pussy whip. You can't fall in love after the pussy.
Yeah, She put that cougar.
No,
but then after
that cougar grip 5,000.
She had my number. We texted every day, calling. She lived in another state. She broke my heart. Told me she was leaving her hood. We get back.
The bitch didn't rape you.
She moved to another. Don't call.
Esther didn't rape you.
We gonna respect
Esther.
Esther didn't rape you. Esther. And she moved to another state.
I thought of no judge. Hey, we doing a lot of judge.
That was your pin pal, my boy.
We're going to give her an older name.
I'm glad. Y'all go
ahead.
Mildred.
You take the phone.
You see why I don't show?
Take the phone. You take the phone.
You ain't getting raped, did you, my boy?
She got you, bro.
Nah, bro. Don't listen to me. You gonna see how I did? And they just, nah, bro.
You gonna take some shots.
I don't ever
bro,
get in the way of
this is the worst.
I'm never gonna be the worst.
But hold on, cause we gotta put this out there too. It was a woman that said that.
What?
That's rape. Oh, that's
molestation.
Yes. When I was in high school, it was a lot of grown men pulling up. Hold on, hold on. It was a lot of grown men.
So pulling up
to high school and picking up our girls.
You the goat.
We ain't talking about P-Way no more. We talking about, if we calling it right, we got to call it all the way across the board.
Here we go.
There was a lot of grown men pulling up, getting our girls out of high school.
You sound upset, my boy. You sound upset.
You see why I'm shut up?
It was a bitch too light, and she got in that Caprice, huh? That's what happened.
Monte Carlo.
Did you see that nigga face? He got sad. Go ahead, bro.
Oh, shit.
It be like that, though.
This happened all.
Y'all ever hear that Life Jennings song?
S-E-X.
I can't stand that nigga voice.
Don't get this singing ass nigga started, bro.
Oh, you over shaking, huh?
Nah.
I ain't feel like that was right now.
Sing it again.
What was it? Still on Build-A-Bitch?
Handle your business.
I'm about to say.
Handle your business, G.
Your bitch been
sidetracked. Hold on.
Who was it?
He got to finish building.
Oh,
y'all let P-Way finish this time, all right?
All right, man. So, what was we at?
You wanted a dark skin, thick, tall.
Yeah, and I said if they were petite, to have her.
I said
if she was
petite. I fuck
petite,
with the blue bitches. Like, what you talking about?
Have her like Sarah Banks, because she, man, you know what I mean? Petite like that, that's dope. I could do that. That's like fun time.
Not Misty Stone, though?
When it comes to, I don't like makeup. I'm not a makeup dude. I feel natural beauty is the best beauty. There's nothing wrong with a little bit, but I don't like them bitches who take it up. You could go like this just wipe it off.
Take on the pool, or you lay on my shirt
and you fuck it up, we could have an issue. Because bitch, you knew you
had gonna be mad before you do.
You knew you had that shit. I be tripping a lot. People be saying, chicks be saying I be tripping off little shit. I think I be tripping off principle or common sense. Yeah, I'm more of a common sense dude.
Common sense and like a lot
of women.
Elaborate, please.
I wouldn't do that to you. So.
If I really fuck with you, I know what you like to drink. So if I come to an instance where I ask you, you want something to drink, and you say, yeah, I shouldn't have to ask you, well, what do you want? I already know you probably want Powerade, a blue Powerade, or whatnot. I expect the same thing. You should know, especially if you see me drinking the same shit all the time. If I ask you for a Rockstar, don't go to the store and give me a Diet Rockstar. Bitch, that ain't no Rockstar. That's an alteration of the real shit. I'm a real nigga, so I want the real shit. Don't give me some half-ass shit. Give me what.
So if you come back with a Diet Rockstar, you gonna flash on her like, I told you.
Yeah, that's all issues.
Now that's where. That's where the tripping on this shit come in.
No, because if I get called a bitch over a drink,
we about to fight.
No, there's a difference. There's a difference between calling somebody out their name and then being aggressive and assertive with them, and they not doing what is expected. Just like they expect shit from us, we expect shit from them. But if we fuck up, it's worse on us than if they fuck up. They expect, let me cry, let me do this, and everything's going to be all right. Nah, bro, you've been around me long enough, you should know. That's why I don't get into relationships a lot, or my time with people don't be that long, because I trip on shit, but it be the principle to me. Like, if you fuck with me, you should know me.
just like I should know you. You know what I'm saying? But I'm not saying that it's always my fault, because there are times that some shit is my fault. You know what I'm saying? You gotta hold yourself accountable just like the other person gotta hold themselves accountable.
Is that word that nigga be having fucked up?
Accountability.
Accountability.
Yo,
nigga.
What is it? Hey, motherfucking nurse. When I say nigga, I mean both.
I was about to say.
Oh,
okay.
What the fuck?
Okay, when I say nigga, I mean both.
Okay, I don't like no lazy chick, you know what I'm saying, I want to check who go get it too, you know what I'm saying, I done talked to and mess with chicks who don't do shit all day, they understand where you come from, but don't try to live in it or accept it, I know chicks how government, I know people living off their daddies and their mommies. I know chicks who get everything they stuff, but they still lazy as fuck.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Because the way they get their money is pretty fucking easy. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know what I'm saying? I want somebody who's gonna work hard for their shit, just like I work hard for my shit. Just because motherfuckers see me and it look like I don't be doing shit, I be doing shit. But, yeah, if you're around me, then you know what I be doing, because you in the same field as me and understand how hard it is I get to where I get. You know what I'm saying? I don't care about hair or anything. If it's fake, it's fake. It's like, come on, man. But if it look good, it look good. But if you got a bob on and that shit don't fit your okay, head structure, if you got something on and that shit don't fit your structure, I'm going to say something.
Thank
That's
you.
That's for sure, because I'm the type of person, like, if I don't see something right, I'm... Am I right? If I don't see something right, I'm gonna let you know. Like, people around me know that. And if I'm lying, I'm dying. Obviously, I ain't dead yet. So,
take this shit off.
I'm on chicks with fingernails. That's dope. I like my back scratch. You know what I'm saying? Long fingernails. But they call them dick grabbers. So,
yeah, the dick grabber's cool, but don't scratch my back. Don't scratch me up.
I just got in trouble for that shit.
I'm just saying, bro, because that nigga. That shower afterwards. That's what's fucked up.
I scratched my back and she took my shower off and was like, who scratched my back?
Oh, like.
Oh, yeah.
She's about to rock bottom your ass.
Bro, he's forgetting shit right there.
Let me see how you scratch your back. Like, I had to give an example.
You had to reenact that shit?
I had to reenact the shit, cuz. Listen, I'm telling you, nigga, I'm in the.
It was welt. Fuck you.
Got
the
cat,
we have an
imaginary girlfriend.
Let me see where you scratched that. What hand did you
scratch
with? Like,
look at the nails.
Look at all that shit. FBI, all that shit.
Goddamn,
let me see your fingernails. Let me see what's in there. Let me check the skin under your fingernails.
Because I want to see how Miss Ling Ling do your nails. Is she gonna get them right? She gonna get all that shit right? Smooth underneath. I'll cut your nail and then I'll flip them over. Let me see the underside.
I know you lying. I know you lying.
Sir,
no
Jay is the sir.
Did
you say doo-doo?
Yep.
I know doo-doo.
They have some long ass nails.
He's like, let me
know. Oh, you know she ain't wipe her ass after this.
Dude.
She might be grabbing that shit, man.
So you know she went to your bathroom.
Scoop.
I went in my bathroom. We was in public.
She was white.
No, she was
white. She white, but got.
You know them long, obnoxious.
If y'all was in public and she just came from the bathroom and she still got that shit on her nails, that means, bitch, you ain't washed your hands a long time.
Yeah. It was dark on the other side.
You know what I'm saying?
You went out
if it's been a couple of hours, I didn't at least wash my hands four or five times.
What type of day was this,
bro? You know what I'm saying?
House meeting.
All right,
I said we was in public.
You went in public with this bitch.
I said we was in public.
All right, cool. So I'm trying to process.
You said how wet was her? You said all that.
All right, bitch. So y'all out in public. Shawty got some dick grabbers that was grabbing. They were long and foot. She went to the bathroom and came out.
I don't know if she went to the bathroom.
And it was shit under her nails.
Dude.
And you ain't say nothing.
Huh?
You said something?
Did I say something?
What you say?
I walked off.
You walked off.
Now look.
Now take that and flip that situation over to my boy Savage here. Is you still gonna fuck that bitch? Fuck you on me. You ain't gotta fuck a hand, huh? You a filthy nigga, bro.
What's the name of your
nails? Them bitches over, like,
you
You look at that hard.
Just go lay down. Go lay down, bro.
The nail, you know them big. They don't see that down here too much.
What if she want a little freak bitch to try to stick her finger in your mouth while y'all fucking, like,
you feel?
Like that? And then this bitch got.
But see, well, so I'm
finna turn the Ike Turner in this bitch, bro.
What? Let a female stick a finger in my mouth. You can rub my face. You can do all that. Hey, don't hit me with it. Hey, bro.
Hey. Why you ain't doing it?
You got two women right here, right? When your nigga look you in your face and get to talking to you and moaning with you during sex, that's taking you to a different level. Am I lying? No, my boy. It make you less of a man.
Y'all know the court. It is no extra night. It's just.
After he went like this, yeah, yeah, that's not
yeah, that's cool. Moaning, that's my thing.
That's cool. Yeah,
y'all look like y'all about to try to get her up out of here, my boy. Like y'all tweaking.
Oh, we don't lie. I'm finna say something.
This nigga here.
I'm finna say something. Hey, that hill. You don't need to worry about what we doing. I can't get my bag reflected.
No. She talked about once she get into the shower. I want to be with a nigga who I'll be able to do anything with. Like, nah, it don't What's work that? Like that. Anything. Like, so she could lick anything on that nigga body.
Nah.
That's why I don't want nobody putting
their
finger in my
mouth. I'm not saying I am, but I should be able
yeah.
to.
Yeah, ain't no bitch finna lick my gooch.
You don't want a bitch to lick your gooch?
Gooch, booty hole, playoff.
Booty hole, I ain't playing with no ass.
What Yo, I mean gooch. By that. Is y'all talking about
Yo, gooch, nigga!
Yo, gooch! What the fuck is a finger? My thing is, if me and
you had your gooch lick, my boy.
Nah, look at him.
Yo, gooch!
I'm alright.
Yo, gooch, my boy!
Go under
that. That shit ain't supposed to feel that good, my boy.
Exactly!
That shit ain't supposed to feel that good, my boy.
Yo, I ain't
going no further than that, though. You see what I'm saying? You can hit this gooch. I don't want you to lick my ass. You can hit this gooch.
I remember the first time I been hit my nipple. I'm going to bust a head.
Yeah. Oh, never.
Don't do that. I'm going to know what that feels.
Y'all niggas do.
He wasn't prepared for that feeling.
No, I wasn't prepared.
You niggas game banging on bacon. That's these niggas. Y'all too hard.
No,
you too
gangster,
my boy.
Bro, you ever got your
titty
pulled
on?
Your nipple?
On my nipple.
Bitch, pull your nipple. I turn it at home. You know what I'm saying?
She gonna baby bottle my shit.
Nah, she not supposed to do that. You should slap her down. You should slap her down.
Chill out. This ain't no
she
other.
She tried to breastfeed you.
This ain't no other.
She tried to breastfeed you.
You feel me?
I got you.
You know what I'm saying? You ever felt something that felt so too good real fast?
Let her lick your gooch.
She was like a rush. She had hit. I don't know where we going. You taking me somewhere I was supposed to go.
Let her lick your gooch.
No, I'm sure.
Let her lick your gooch.
Let's go and put that out. There's nothing wrong with
that. I mean, well, there's something wrong with that.
You ever had a stretch when you like shake your leg?
Y'all are getting your gooch dealt with.
That's what it's.
Yeah, she hit that gooch, your head gonna instantly go back.
Oh, hold on, hold on.
Uh-oh.
Hold on.
What the fuck
are you talking about? No, hey, it's over with, bro. Don't say nothing. Plead the fifth, bro. Plead the fifth.
You good, my boy? 1, 2, 3, 4. You good, my boy? 1, 2, 3, 4. You good, my boy? Oh, 50, 50, 50.
All right, my boy. You ain't never had your gooch flick, all right?
We gonna
stricken that from the record books.
Oh, 50, 50. I'm going to plead the fifth. Oh,
50, 50.
I appreciate that. Because there's some freak-ass women.
Oh, 50, 50.
Hey, look.
No, ain't living.
Look, she said, I ain't licking no ass. Look at the red seat.
He mad. No, that nigga hurt.
Hey, bro. That's
stupid,
bro.
Nah, he chilling.
You want a bitch to lick your ass?
He's filthy, bro. So that nigga's filthy.
So let me know.
Catch this nigga. Catch this nigga right here.
Okay.
Zoom in on this nigga right here. You want a bitch to lick your ass?
That wasn't no real answer. That's slick though. He can still back up off there. I said, what's the problem? Nah, go on, get him a clear answer. Yes.
Please, son. That's too much.
I didn't say please.
That's too much.
Hey, why don't you lay down and put your legs up in the house?
That's too much.
So, hold on, so you don't bend over for to do it?
For a nigga to say he don't make no facial expressions, he don't moan enough.
He moaning, bro.
This nigga finna be like
this.
Oh my
God. You just in there straight face.
You're a sociopath.
No.
Yo!
He in that bitch.
Oh, let me scream.
50 fish.
I'm screaming in
the car. That nigga take pre-workout to get his ass like.
Eat that shit. Come on, man.
He got the ice cube face.
Hey, ooh.
I learned.
That's
so
good.
Many.
Keep going. Do your thing.
Yeah. I ain't tripping.
Nah, she can't. She can't eat meat, dude. I don't need no munch. I'm the munch. Go ahead on. Baby.
Sir, you didn't have to add that.
I'm the munch. I don't need no munch.
Niggas just be proud of eating ass out here, man. Come on, dog.
You probably eat what?
Pussy is a different.
Penis. If you ate coochie good, you'd have slipped up on booty before.
No.
You had, bro.
No.
You did, bro.
That's some bullshit.
The only thing that's different than him is the thickness of his beard. His beard probably saved him. His beard probably saved him.
The beard.
The beard do kind of tickle the bottom of the bottom.
This is how you defeat that.
One in the pink, one in the sneak, and I'm eating all the puss out.
You sit on my face.
You sit on my face, bro.
The puss, the ass ain't like there.
There we go. Hold on. If you had somebody sit on your face before. She didn't hit your head with the slide. I am lying, bro. If she thinks she didn't hit you with the slide, scoot up, dog. I don't agree with that.
That's when you hold the leg and you like watch out.
You want your bitch to slide on your face. You can slide.
Hey, bro.
If you sit on a nigga face.
I'm gonna tell you like this. This nigga, a comedian said some player shit. This nigga said, bro, y'all little niggas don't know shit about what's going on nowadays. He said, watch this. He said, young lady, you're fine as hell. See, I'm gonna tell you like this. As long as I got a face, you got somewhere to sit.
Yeah. Amen. That's a preacher.
They sit in school.
Let me teach you something though, baby. I'm just saying, I came up in an era where niggas was saying, I ain't never eat no pussy.
Listen, I'm not eating your pussy in high school, bitch.
That's what I'm saying.
Right, but listen,
think about grown man shit. Growing up, a nigga said, I ain't gonna never eat no coochie. And these niggas
in high school, because you might not see this.
I was getting cootie meat.
Yeah,
yeah. I was barely touching cootie.
When we was growing up to find a bitch,
In Atlanta, California, in high school, I know plenty of prostitutes. You don't eat no prostitute, though. Listen, you don't eat the prostitute.
That goes back to women molesting y'all motherfucking ass. In California,
it's bitches that been fucking since they was 12.
They got kids and everything.
Look, in Fresno, California, you either selling drugs, gangbanging, or you doing hair as a female.
Or you selling pussy?
Yeah,
gangbanging. I've had great hair since I was 12 years old, because I grew up with straight niggas who had prostitutes.
All my uncles was pimps.
Yeah, I got it.
It was just different lifestyles. Like I didn't grow up. I was outside hooping, you know what I'm saying?
I was outside hooping.
Playing in canal ditches and shit. I had a job. I was pimping on a white bitch.
Had a job selling coke. Let's back up.
You
kind of
rolled over.
He
even
went through a lot.
He
went through a lot right now.
You was DJ out here. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Listen
to
what
he's
saying.
Go ahead and say it.
Selling? That was my first white bitch.
These niggas don't like white
people. I promise to God, bro. First white bitch.
You said you ain't never fucked.
I never said it, but I'm saying.
My first wife.
You
first. 30 minutes.
Ain't the coochie still pink?
30 minutes, 250, my nigga.
$250, 30 minutes of pussy? Yes. That's all I'm trying to get you to eat. Listen to this shit. $250 for 30 minutes?
Yeah. $250 for 30 minutes of coochie.
What is she doing with 30
minutes? Say what?
Are you getting on?
$250?
She white.
$250 for 30 minutes.
What
about
eating ass?
Oh, what them niggas be saying? For 30 minutes, this bitch needs to come do all the chores in my house.
For a prostitute?
For $250.
For a prostitute, 30 minutes is a long time.
Oh, we can get back to that, baby.
For a prostitute,
For a prostitute.
Yeah.
What do you mean by that?
For a prostitute, 30 minutes is a long time.
Okay.
Yes,
that bitch trained up to get you to bust fast and be back on the track to get another customer.
Yep.
So she spending 30 minutes with you. She talking. Y'all comfortable. Yes. She getting undressed in front of you, dancing all of it. Then when she finally hop on it, oh, all right, we good. Yep. We gonna settle up. Get on about it. So 30 minutes for a prostitute dog. You finna have a time.
You know.
And you feel
me? You hit
it? My uncle gave it a
rundown. I'm from Chicago. I'm from Chicago. My uncle was a pimp. I see this nigga hit one of his prostitutes with a snowball. No lie.
Okay. I want to thank y'all.
You don't know nothing about nothing there?
I'm going to do the outro. I got damn self.
You don't know nothing about that life?
Baby, right on top of the
head. Hey, baby. You don't know nothing about that life?
Shout out to all
the only life we gonna know about is if I pretend to be your hoe and you give me some money and I'ma keep the shit.
Listen, y'all done built bitches.
I did.
Y'all done had three sheets on cocaine and
you can
heroin.
Put money in my phone all you want.
No, you said race and heroin. Nah,
my man.
Just no.
You said
cocaine
and what?
I said cocaine and ecstasy.
Okay, my bad. Let's back up to the grade 8 narcotics.
This nigga went to needles. He went from pills to needles.
That nigga turned you to Ray Charles.
Oh my God, damn.
That nigga said cocaine and ecstasy.
Even 100, my nigga. He mixed it together. He said
he had two threesomes in one night.
He had a
burner, a fucking spoon up. Hey, man, I don't know nothing about
that. Ugly ass drug.
I only seen that shit on TV. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
But y'all done did some shit tonight.
Yeah.
Niggas want fingers in their mouth. Niggas is eating ass.
Why you pointing this way?
Niggas want their ass. Hey.
That's you.
Wait,
that's your
I'm going to say this is one
that nigga said. That nigga said a bitch walk up to you and curve her finger.
Right. What you want?
Don't now. Hey.
She make that look.
Don't curve. Gang, my
bitch put a finger in your mouth.
Oh, man. I don't want nobody testing my gag reflex. Like, you got to be a freaky nigga. You want the gag reflex.
Hey, don't ever refer to yourself and then say gag reflex.
I'm saying I don't want nobody trying to test mine. That's why I just
you ain't
like
got no gag reflex.
If a female will put her finger in my mouth.
Everybody has.
This nigga is Superman. I'm sorry. Come on, bro. If you ain't got no gag reflex,
prostitute.
I didn't say prostitute.
I'm
city off. You sound like Greg Memphis.
Listen, man. This nigga snitching a lot.
He red. And he ain't got no gang.
He's snitching like a motherfucker.
6'5". Y'all jump me.
Listen,
I'm gonna jump you.
I don't know.
Yeah, hair run, I'm gonna tell you like this. Y'all run up on me.
Drug dealers, eating ass niggas, drug dealers, finger ass.
You gabbling ass.
You got a big finger popping your mouth. I'm sick of
it. You two first. That's funny,
you
bro.
Three
summers. That's funny. You three summers. That's funny.
Bro, y'all got anything else, man?
Oh, man. Oh, I didn't
laugh,
man.
Thank you.
We some nasty.
We some nasty.
No, him.
No, according to him.
Yeah, we are. We the scum.
Yeah, we the crawfish. What you did in that threesome, my boy?
Oh, he want to play by play. You see?
I ain't no ass nigga.
Hey, he's an undercover nasty nigga, man. He want to know the play by play game. What you doing at threesome, my boy? What did you do?
Your toes? With your second fingers in ass?
Next thing a finger in your mouth.
Two in the pink, one in the stink?
Yeah, that's it.
One in the pink, one in the stink. Two in the pink, one in the stink, bro.
See? Y'all got different prep.
What?
Two in the pink, one in the stink, bro.
Yeah, I might switch it up. Oh. Yeah, bro. He said stinky. He said stinky.
He said hi.
He going in.
Hey, she looked at him like, bitch, what?
He done did that like 6 times.
Bitch, what?
Stinky pinky, bro. Stinky pinky.
Shut up, bro. I'm getting on when I get home.
Oh, we ain't trying to. Step in the middle, bro.
Y'all, look. Y'all give it up for Cicada Inc. tonight, man. We appreciate y'all. Y'all definitely turned us up tonight, man. I'm gonna come back. I need some ink. I'm a little nigga, but you know.
Well, you know,
man,
we've already discussed.
I'm a little nigga, but I got a little dad bond, so I'm going to the beach, and I want to be out there. I don't give a fuck. See my stomach and shit.
If we can maintain this.
I might get my kids and shit.
Because I don't know.
You know.
The next idea is to have another episode while I'm there.
Yeah, she said she's going to lay across this table and she want an ass tattoo.
Oh, not
but she got to get an ass tattoo.
Because that's not what's going to get him.
She said absolutely not.
You know what I'm saying? Trying to kill me.
Absolutely
not. These motherfuckers are trying to kill me.
Yeah, that's cool.
Trying to give me stale.
That's what I mean, man.
I get the tattoo at mine, that bitch, your mother.
We are a PG tattoo shop. We don't eat ass. We don't have threesomes. We just live life.
Give it up. One of these artists are going to eat ass.
Give it up. They just eat coochie.
Come on, man.
They only eat coochie.
No, somebody eat that.
You heard me, Brody. I said, till we get home.
It's like ass.
She
like,
nah, he like,
nigga, that's you.
No,
nigga, she
eat
you with
eyes like,
shit.
This nigga lying. You eat shitless or gizzards, you gonna eat the ass.
That
ain't nothing wrong with that. This nigga
eat
chitlins
or
gizzards?
Oh, wow.
Y'all eat ass.
You eat ass,
hey, you know what? Because the first time I had gizzards was in jail, my nigga.
How you get that delicacy in jail?
I ain't about that.
Somebody contraband rest of it.
Hey,
bro.
Hey,
bro. Do your thing, bro.
Hey,
bro.
Hey.
Do your thing, bro.
Put your finger in my mouth, dog.
Hold on, bro.
You supposed to help me out, bro.
I'm with you, bro.
I see you more than anything.
$15 wild,
Wild, bro.
I've been trying to shut it down for a minute. P-Way, appreciate you.
No, man. I appreciate you. And anybody who needs tattoos out there, man, hit up my IG, man. P-Way Tattoos, P-W-A-Y-T-A-T-T-O-O-Z. Holla at me, my phone.
Give it up for that.
My IG stay open, man.
Miss Cass, we just thanking you for coming on again, you know, like on us in your shop.
My artist, the best artist ever.
Cicadaincandart.com.
We're going to give it up again.
Yeah.
Mr. Brody, appreciate you, man. You's a wild boy. Yeah. I'm going to just say that. You're a wild boy.
Yeah. Y'all come and get y'all work did, man. They fix pussies. They fix pussies.
All right, Savage.
They fix pussies?
Yeah.
Don't bite it.
National
Association.
We got to promote for real.
You got to go back and get it.
It deals with tightening up the inside, making the muscles tighter on the inside. But what about the outside? Niggas like fat pussies, right? So check this out. Check this out. So they do butt fillers, right?
My boy, preaching.
The same stuff they do butt fillers with is the same stuff they do lip fillers with. So common sense would tell you it wouldn't matter. It wouldn't matter where you stuck the needle. It's for your body, so it will lift whatever. So imagine taking that needle and hitting them pussy lips.
You trying to give this a bitch a boost, brother?
So now not only do you rejuvenate the inside, now you got some fat lips on the outside too.
Y'all give
it
a bitch a
no fat lips. I want some lips. So fat. It will make me want, bitch, come up over here and start shaking that motherfucker.
You want the fat lips?
I want some fat motherfucking lips, man.
But look,
Hey, he want that pussy to have it looks like the girl.
Like
the girlfriend.
Girl.
Yeah.
Big
pussy.
Wait. Let's listen. You know how fucked up this generation is? They would rather have the outside looking better than the inside.
Wait, wait, wait. Let's get back to what we were talking about.
I will get back to that. Look, we do teeth whitening as well. Yeah. But they would rather have their ass looking better than the walls of their pussy.
Some of them have their asses looking better than their mouth.
Right, so we talked about this already, bro.
I know. Why are you getting a BBL and your teeth yellow?
You know what?
Right. Why? You got a fat ass.
Listen, y'all.
And you ran through.
Come on.
Yeah. It costs less to get your walls rejuvenated. Then your ass back.
You hit somebody with a fat maybe ass, they're but they're unrejuvenated.
Maybe it don't matter how much rejuvenation you'll get, you'll always be able to be like, Wait.
You hustling backwards because you want a fat ass to impress the nigga that got money, but you want to get your shit ran through to get to that nigga that got money instead of getting a tight ass pussy that a nigga will give you all your shit for that.
Yeah. Pussy like
pussy.
A church aisle.
Offering.
Ain't nobody in church aisle.
And a nigga that you do want.
All right. So now we
got.
No, we ain't done.
You
got yellow teeth. Right, you ugliest. You look like the ugly duckling.
Oh God!
They need to hear this from a woman, man.
So we got good.
They need to hear this from a woman.
Prostitution.
Even the hard kind of customers. You're doing God work right now.
Hey, you got niggas that be raped. Right
there's gonna be a whole lot of
them.
We got bitches that got yellow teeth.
No
bad pussy and a fat ass.
You look like the ugly fucking duckling, but you got a fat ass.
Know what? I want to thank y'all for listening to another episode of These Fools, man. Again, we're going to give it up for Cicada Inc. We appreciate y'all for letting us record here. Y'all be easy, man. Have a good night.